89 KCRW.
Morning Becomes Eclectic. It is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host, as we hit 20 minutes after 11 on this Thursday morning. It's September 6th, and I'm happy to say we've been trying to get this to happen for at least a year or so. Joining us in studio this morning, it's Band of Horses.
Hi.
Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Thank you for coming in so early as well. Everybody seems to be bright and chirpy.
Am I right? Yeah, we're here.
All right. Well, we're going to throw it over to you for a set. We want to come back and talk about the new album, obviously, and all sorts of other things.
Great.
Right now, it's Band of Horses on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
This one's called Is There a Ghost? I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house? I could sleep. When I lived alone, so that was an awesome song. And this one's a new one also. If I can tune my guitar. This one's called Islands on the Coast.
Cut me off.
This is another new one from the album, so just to begin, it's gonna be awesome. It's called The General Specific.
KCIW Morning Becomes Eclectic, a live in studio set in our studios this morning. Band of Horses join us. I think I jumped in at the right time, right?
You did a great job, Nick. Let's do it.
Yeah. Welcome to the studios. As we said at the beginning, it's we've been waiting to try and get you guys on for a little bit of time since the first album, which we got, I don't know, what's that, about a year and a half ago now, something like that?
I think it was March of last year.
Okay, close enough. And obviously we don't really know that much about the band, apart from the fact that you hail from Seattle, or you got together in Seattle. Give us a little bit of background, Ben.
Most of us are from the South, and then had relocated to Seattle for a while, basically to get into music and to be in a bigger kind of environment for that purpose. And then we lived there for about 8 years and then moved back to South Carolina.
So where were you guys, some of you met each other in Seattle? Or you
That's
knew
right.
each other before you went there?
Robin Creighton and I met, I met Creighton in South Carolina and then moved him out there.
Right. So Seattle was obviously somewhere where you felt that perhaps there was an opportunity for you to develop as a band, musicians?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really play in bands at that point. I started a record label and I just wanted to be around like a bigger scene basically and get to see like Built the Spill sometime or something. In South Carolina, we don't get any bands really coming through.
So when you moved there, you're saying 8 years ago, I'm guessing that's what, at the end of the 90s, 98, 99 or something
like
that?
It's like 97, 98,
right.
Something like that.
So you spent a good chunk of time there, obviously. When did the band start to synthesize?
Oh, man. I was in this band called Carissa's Weird, and we broke up. And I just started messing around with playing guitars and stuff and wrote these songs probably around, the first album songs probably around the end of 2004, something like that. Just kind of messing around until Sub Pop liked it and they asked us to make a record with them.
And then obviously you did make that record around about 2000.
That's right.
2005.
2006.
Like
yeah.
2006, and it came out, and you got a lot of great attention at that point.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the music that you guys have listened to. What informs the music? I mean, you say you're from the South. I can hear that.
Right. We listen to all like stuff from all over. We listen to a lot of reggae and some African psychedelia and some hip hop and a lot of classic rock and. I listen to a lot of classic country and we're kind of all over the map really. But, as far as me personally, like when I first started singing or whatever, I definitely, wanted to go like the practice your falsetto Neil Young style.
Was that because you listened to Neil Young records
Absolutely.
As a kid?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I still do.
Yeah, of course. And he's still making records as well.
Really good ones.
Yeah. So, second record, obviously, you get a chance to make another record, which is great.
It's amazing, yeah.
What was the difference second time around? Because you'd obviously had some of the songs kicking around for a while for the first one.
Yeah. This was, you know, if there's that analogy that you have 10 years to write your first record and then 6 months for your second one.
That's what they say, right?
We were lucky in that we didn't really try to overthink it and think, you know, like, we need to have a record out real fast and we need to hit them with the 1-2 punch. It just happened that we had songs and figured that we shouldn't overthink those songs and just put them to tape. So we just did it and we didn't overthink anything. We skipped the click tracks and we just went in there and kind of just blew it out.
And did you record it in Seattle?
We did 2 weeks in Asheville, North Carolina, and then 4 weeks in Seattle, overdubbing and mixing and all that stuff.
So let me ask you this. After being in Seattle for such a chunk of time, why did you guys decide to head back to the South?
Basically, like, our siblings are having babies and our parents are getting older and it's just
family.
Yeah, it's too far away in case anything, if they needed us. And also coming home once a year when you have nieces and nephews, you just scare them, you know. They don't know who you are.
What do you think, what do they think when they see you come back with that beard? I should point out that Ben has a pretty big beard there. The nieces would probably be like freaked.
Yeah, I mean, even like normal adult people are kind of scared of it. So much.
Is that why you have it?
I just, whatever I can do to help, you know, this area, whatever.
They're a good-looking band, band of horses. The album is coming out when? Pretty soon, right? October.
October 9th.
Yes, early October. Is there going to be a tour of your own? I know that currently you're doing what they call setup with, you know, press and all that kind of stuff, and you're doing some dates opening for Dinosaur Jr. on Saturday, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're doing 4 dates with them up the coast.
And then what's going on with your own tour? When's that going to be coming into town?
I believe the end of October we'll start... We'll go out for all of November and probably do a couple other little things here and there, but retire around for a couple weeks around Christmas and then get back at it.
How do you feel that this second album differs from the first, songwriting-wise?
I guess when I first started doing the songs for the first album, like, I was really, really scared to, like, write lyrics, basically. And so now I'm more comfortable with the position I'm in, I guess, and not as afraid to just kind of let the song be written. And I don't know, I would tend to overthink things, I guess, the first album. This time I'm just like, I don't care, I'm just gonna write what I want.
And what about sonically?
Sonically, well, these guys are all, none of these guys were on the record, unfortunately, but these guys are the best. Like, they just made it sound awesome, and I played really bad guitars or whatever.
Okay, we're gonna throw it back for the second set, and we should get you to introduce everybody who's in the studio with you before we
that
do that.
That sounds great. On guitar, we have Robin Peringer. On keys, Ryan Monroe. On the drums, Creighton Barrett. On bass is Bill Reynolds. And on main lead jammer guitar is Rob Hampton.
And Ben Bridwell, right?
That's me, yeah. I'm playing guitar and bass right now, I think.
Just want to make sure that you think. Just want to make sure I got your name right on that one. Okay, we're going to throw it back over to Band of Horses for our second set. We'll come back. We'll give away, what do we got? Some tickets, I think, to the show that's happening on Saturday, as well as some copies of the new album. So that's cool. We'll do that after the second set. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Sweet. This one's called Our Swords from the first record.
Out on the wall, sounds of banging, it's constant coming from your head. And desperate, the calls came then ringing from those who wanna ring your neck, your neck.
Gonna change guitars real quick and talk to you people. So
we don't mind, actually, it's fine. Okay. It's just banging around doing something in there.
Yeah. Oh my god. Ow. Ow. Oh. What the. Alright, this one's called Ode to the LRC from the new album Cease to Begin October 9th. Thank you.
trying to murder. Nobody's outside. There's no one really at all. What the hell I saw? The hell I saw? The hell I saw? The hell I saw?
This is the time of the show where Banner Horse would like to tune up. Boss man. This one goes out to all you boss mans out there. Boss man. This one is a bit of a rattlesnake. It's probably a little out of tune too. Let's give it a go. This one's called The Funeral from the first record. Coming up only to hold you under, and coming up only to show you wrong. But do you know you is hard, and we wonder. Do you know you? All wrong, we were. Really too late to call so. Coming up only to show.
superhero.
I don't know if you could hear me, but I just said we're going to play two more. They're going to be wicked awesome. Once we tune these guitars, someone bang something. Okie dokie, let's get some.
Shut up to all of you.
one was called Wicked Gill from our first record. So this is the last one we'll play here. Thanks for having us and listening. This is one that we've just started playing. It's a new one from the Cease to Begin October 9th that we were talking about earlier. It's called The Mary Song.
My lover, a place to admire, I don't have to even ask her, I can look in her eyes and thank God that I am forgiven, or thank all my friends for saying, be it true or they forgot it. Stand on my feet, I think I'll slow down if I am able. I won't drown in the ocean or starve in my place at the table. Lucky ones are we all to live. Father and mother, what in the world would cause you any sorrow? Lighten your load and see how I killed the wheelbarrow I borrowed. Lucky ones are we all till it is over.
Morning Becomes Eclectic, our guests in studio, Band of Horses. Great to meet you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Hope to see you again later on in the year, maybe, when you're coming back and doing your own shows.
I'd like that, too.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to do this giveaway coming up in just a moment. Let's see. Thanks to Band of Horses for coming in this morning. Susan Bush at Sub Pop. Ray Guana was our sound engineer. Greg Katz, our sound intern. Baptiste Cheville, the tour manager. Special thanks to John Lewis and Jason Groman this morning. Robert Lafond, was our web video producer. And Anne Bustillos, our production assistant on Thursday mornings. Arianna Morgenstern produces our program. Now, tomorrow on the program in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll spend the last full hour.